Has this been the plan for some time?
Yeah, it has. I mean, the horse, obviously, bar the, his run in the Queen's Vase, he's had a very solid season and he stays well. And he was second in the Geoffrey Freer, and that sort of is as good a trial as any, really. So, you know, whilst he's got a bit to find on the strictly on the form book, he's well and he'll handle the ground and hopefully run a decent race.
It's a very fair track, isn't it? I mean, that will help you. The great long straight. Normally, the best horse will win it, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's an unlikely winner, obviously, but it's fantastic prize money, and if he could pick up a place, it would be as good as having a winner, you know?
Clearly, the run of the Geoffrey Freer gave you grounds for real optimism, I would have thought, because, you know, he was back to his very best.
Yeah, and look, I think the main thing is his stamina's proven, which is a bonus in a race like this.
Because then I failed to get the trip around Doncaster Club. There's some fairly elite members of that through the years, aren't there?
Well, certainly, and you never really know until you try. But he's shaped well as a potential stayer, and we're looking forward to having a go.
And can I ask what the jockey situation is, please?
Well, I'm hoping Oisin Murphy, who's ridden him in his last couple of races, will be available to ride. But he's obviously got a contract, and he might have commitments to honour there. So I don't really know until the entries are out.
I'm going to say too that it'd be great for the yard to have another good weekend, because he must have been thrilled by events in Turkey last weekend.
Yeah, no, fantastic. The horse has been running well, and Blondie had run well at Sandland the time before, and she thoroughly deserved to win a group race.
And the Ledger, always a very special race for everybody.
Certainly is. You know, it's got a huge history, and some wonderful horses have won it in the past, and it's just great to have a horse good enough to run in it.
And a few others, I'm sure, will be flying the flag for the stable during the course of the 4 days on Townmore.
Yeah, we've got a couple of runners each day, and you know, it's always hugely competitive there, but hopefully if we can come away with a winner or two, we'd be delighted.